So what causes you to break out into a song or even start praying? Is there something that spurs you onto that? I remember something funny back in the day. I used to enjoy Monty Python's Flying Circus. And I remember, I think, a scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail where this guy just wants to keep singing. He goes, "I want to sing." And music would start, and people around him were so sick of him singing that they'd try to shut him up pretty quickly. I see here this guy Habakkuk in chapter 3, verse 1. He's breaking out into a song. After last chapter, he says, "The Lord is in his only holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him." And then after he contemplates that, he wants to pray. And this first verse, it kind of parallels the opening verse of Habakkuk. It names the prophet. But the first is an oracle. And then this is a prayer. And it's almost like that chiastic structure. The idea of a chiastic structure is based on the Greek letter chi. And it forms an X. And so there's just a parallelism that the Jews were famous for in their writings. Then he says something about a shigianoth, this musical notation. It's a song term. And so since the Lord is in his holy temple, that affects my song. And this song is the culmination of praise for how the Lord works. Jonathan Edwards had said, "You know God is sovereign when you are inwardly still and quiet." And so we have this context and look at what has happened already in the book of Habakkuk. The book began by Habakkuk questioning God about the fact that corruption was dominating Israel and God did not seem to be doing anything about it. So God responds by saying, "I'm in the process of doing something. I've got this. I'm in the process of raising up the Babylonians to come to punish my people. You won't believe what I am sovereignly doing and controlling." And when God told that to Habakkuk, he not only questioned that, but he also wondered, how in the world could God use this group of people to punish his own people when his own people were even more righteous than they were? And so God responded by saying this last time, "I will use them and I will destroy them. But in the meantime, as I'm doing this, the righteous people will quietly live their lives by faith, trusting me." God says, "It's true that I sovereignly permit bad things to happen in your world, in your day, but righteous people realize that I'm still sovereign, and they will continue to live their lives by faith in me and my word. Righteous people believe I do know what I'm doing, even when my own people do not know what I'm doing." And so we've been working through this book, and one point we may have brought out many times is that the one thing that Habakkuk did with all his frustrations and concerns, he'd go to God and he'd talk to him about it. This man went straight to God and talked to God about everything. And that's important. Prayer is a very important part of not just surviving in this world, but thriving in this world. When we talk to God, it's a critical key to living life in a world that does not make much sense. This is a key to living life by faith. And so the key to Habakkuk's stable faith was his prayer and honest communication with God and his grasp of God's sovereignty. And so verse 1 says here in chapter 3, a prayer of Habakkuk. And there's a lot of different Hebrew words for prayer, but this word, tefillah, is one that refers to an intercessory supplication and entreaty. This word most often refers to a petitionary prayer that one makes to God. And so this is going to be a prayer in which Habakkuk is going to ask God for something. And we can't overlook the fact that this asking, this petition, comes from a normal, sinful, finite man whose name was Habakkuk. This is a man who had questions about things. He's a prophet, which doesn't mean he's a gifted man of God, but he's still a man. He's got questions, but he did go to God for answers. So the next thing we notice is it's according to shigianoth, and that's a really rare Hebrew word. It apparently means this prayer was written in a poem or hymn form. It comes from a root Hebrew noun that means it was written to be repeated over and over again. And it's not some 7-Eleven chorus like many people complain about, where seven words are sang 11 times over and over and over again. But it's written down, it's thought through, he's not just winging this prayer. So many times, at least the tradition that I come from, there's like a pride of not being someone that reads a written prayer. The problem with that is some of the most amazing prayers are the ones that are written down and thought through. And when it becomes your own, it's just like reading a quote that means so much to you that you've taken into heart, or a lyric of a song that just resonates with you. I remember there were times where I was listening to popular music so much that any time a certain phrase was made or something like that, instantly I could think of a song that would line up with it. And I think that's what God wants us to do with this kind of thing, especially when it comes to Scripture, that we would be people that when we have things cross our path that we don't understand, that instantly a verse would come to mind and it would bring us into a deep, deep walk with the Lord. This is a man, Habakkuk here, that would be totally given to the volitional rather than the emotional. He's not rah, 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 sis, kum, bah. He was really seriously trying to understand where God was coming from. In fact, the Amplified translation of this says this. Just one second. This prayer was set to wild and enthusiastic music. What a way to translate that in the Amplified version. This is something where this is going to grab your attention. This is one of those songs that when you hear it, you're just going to be floored. Because now he's responding. The Lord was in his holy temple, let all the earth be silent before him. Now when I pray, the song that I'm going to pray, the poem that I'm going to pray, is going to be something where I'm enthusiastically responding to the sovereignty of God.